Hey everyone, I wanted to give you a heads up that the highly anticipated second season of the hit podcast Proof is finally here. So if you're looking for more true crime content, go check it out because Proof is an awesome investigative true crime podcast co-hosted by Susan Simpson of Undisclosed and Jacinda Davis of Evil Lives Here. Proof made headlines for its first season in 2022 after proving the innocence of two Georgia men serving life sentences for murdering their friend, Brian Bowling, when they were just 17 years old. And 25 years later, on December 8th of 2022, both men were finally freed, all based on evidence unearthed by Proof. Now in the second season of Proof, Murder at the Warehouse, Susan and Jacinda are on the case again, this time traveling to the streets of Manteca, California to uncover who really murdered 18-year-old Renee Ramos. On June 5th of 2000, Ramos's body was found buried under a pile of debris inside the shell of a new Home Depot building. Despite tips hinting at alternate suspects, tips that were ignored until now, Renee's boyfriend, 18-year-old skateboarder Jake Silva, and Ty Lopez, the 33-year-old uncle of one of Jake's close friends, were arrested and convicted of her murder. Fans of true crime and investigative series won't want to miss this riveting new season and follow the case as Susan and Jacinda uncover long overlooked evidence about what really happened to Renee by listening to Proof, Murder at the Warehouse, wherever you get your podcast. Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Twisted News, where we get you caught up on the strangest true crime stories that are currently happening all around the world. Today, we're looking into a violent story down in Texas that has a serial killer who should have been locked up roaming the streets. And then, we finally unveil the true identity of the man from the only unsolved airplane hijacking case in United States history, D.B. Cooper. Get ready for scary mysteries, twisted news. Number 1. The serial killer that was set free. In May of 2023, when the phone was answered down at the Austin Police Department, an eerily calm voice on the other end of the line said, "I think you're looking for me." It was suspected serial killer Raul Meza Jr., who was about to not only admit to one killing, but also set in motion a series of revelations that would horrify the people of the great state of Texas. His arrest for multiple murders was just the tip of the iceberg, what would become a deep dive into a suspected serial killer's past. Meza confirmed that he was the person who brutally strangled 65-year-old Gloria Loftin back in 2019 when Meza entered her home and a brutal fight ensued, leaving signs of a thrashing all over Loftin's house. Once in custody, he then confessed the murder of Jesse Fraga, an 80-year-old former probation officer, in 2023. Yet, these heinous acts were potentially just fragments of a much larger, more sinister puzzle. Law enforcement, diligently piecing together the grim past of Meza's crime, started poring over cold case files where ultimately they suspect his involvement in up to 10 other homicides. The search for truth led them to issue a search warrant for Meza's Google account, covering a period from November 1st of 2016 to May 29th of 2023. They hoped to uncover evidence tying him to a cold case from 2018 and at least two other homicides in San Antonio. But the biggest issue, as I see it in this entire story, is that not only could a large number of these murders have been avoided, but it most definitely should have been, as Meza had an extensive criminal history. Going back to 1982, he was caught and tried for the assault and strangulation of an 8-year-old girl outside an Austin elementary school. For some reason, after he was found guilty, he only received 30 years for the crime, and unbelievably, because he was such a model prisoner apparently, after 11 years he was released. He then bounced around Texas trying to start a new life, but in every town he went to, the people weren't having it. And they picketed and pushed him out, and ultimately his freedom was short-lived as he violated parole in 1994, only to be released again in 2002 and remain on parole until 2016. Investigators believe Meza continued his reign of terror after his supervised release ended in 2016. The search warrant stated the data associated with his Google account could corroborate his involvement in the murders of Gloria Loftin, Jesse Fraga, and an admitted shooting in San Antonio, as well as other cold case homicides. One such case was the tragic death of Nicole Coleman, a college student whose naked body was discovered in a wooded area of Austin back in 2018. And she had been a bright student, the 4.0 GPA, dreaming of a future as a writer and poet, but that never happened because Meza was set free. Apparently, Meza made that phone call in May because he felt the police were close to catching him. And in a desperate attempt to avoid the death penalty, he decided to admit to his actions. But you have to wonder if a twisted man who has terrorized the city of Austin and Texas for decades and taken so many lives deserves anything in the way of leniency. The state of Texas messed it up once before, and so hopefully this time around, they get it right. Number 2, D.B. Cooper's case blown wide open. In the gloomy, overcast skies of a Thanksgiving Eve back in 1971, the man, known to the world as D.B. Cooper, crafted a plan so insane it's become one of the most popular American heist stories of all time. He successfully pulled off an action-adventure movie-style hijacking and has eluded authorities for over 50 years. But now, finally, it appears like the case of D.B. Cooper and who this man actually was has been figured out, and it's all thanks to a single item of clothing, a tie. As the Northwest Orient Airlines plane hummed through the skies south of Seattle back in 71, Cooper, dressed in a suit, removed his JCPenney clip-on tie, a small gesture preceding his dramatic leap into infamy. And this tie, found later on seat 18E, will become a key piece in this puzzle years later. Enter Eric Ulis, an amateur sleuth driven by an unwavering resolve to solve the D.B. Cooper mystery. With the tenacity of a seasoned detective, Ulis has embarked on a journey through the depths of this cold case, guided by the belief that with all the advancements in crime technology, perhaps another look into the case with fresh eyes could unearth something. Despite facing the walls of bureaucracy and an uncooperative FBI, Ulis's determination never faltered. He went through all the evidence and paperwork in D.B. Cooper's file that he could get his hands on, which was a lot in this case. And Ulis's breakthrough, finally came from an unexpected source, a decades-old scientific report. Going through it led him to a fragment, a minuscule piece of evidence that shone like a diamond in the rough. A particle containing both stainless steel and titanium that came from Cooper's tie. And this clue was a thread Ulysses needed to pull, unraveling a connection to the Crucible Steel Company of Pennsylvania, a titan in the metal industry of the 1960s. The plot thickened as Ulysses, using U.S. patent information, linked the particle fragments to Crucible Steel's operations in Pittsburgh and their significant role as a supplier for Boeing's aircrafts. This detail was more than mere coincidence, as it made sense, pointing to a potential insider who had deep knowledge of Boeing 727s, the very model Cooper hijacked. And poring over historical records and tracking the now defunct company's assets, Ulysses' investigation led him to a person of interest, a titanium research engineer from Pittsburgh whose presence in Seattle around the time of the skyjacking was more than just happenstance. This man, who passed away in 2002, then became the center of Ulysses' investigative crosshairs. The D.B. Cooper case, notorious as the only unsolved commercial airline hijacking in U.S. history, has long been a source of fascination and frustration. Cooper, who boarded Flight 305 without identification, because he could do that back then, leveraged his intricate knowledge of aircraft and parachutes to orchestrate his heist. With $200,000 and multiple parachutes in hand, he vanished into the night sky, and where he landed, no one knows. Decades pass, with the only significant leads being a placard from the emergency exit door found by a hunter in 1978, and three packets of the ransom money discovered by a child in 1980 in the woods. Ulysses is convinced that 2024 will be the year that brings closure to this enduring mystery for good. Some more testing needs to be done, but he says he has the man marked down, and in time it will all come to light. The journey of Eric Ulysses, it appears, armed with modern technology and a relentless drive, may finally lead us to the unmasking of the enigmatic D.B. Cooper. So there were two of the most violent and enduring mysteries that we have for you guys today. I'm Andrew, and I want to thank you for tuning in. If you like this and want more exclusive and darker content from us, check us out on Patreon. Plus, over there is an entire library you get access to, and it's free to try out. Thanks again for all the support and for stopping by today. I'll see you guys in the next one.